Welcome to the Just a Runner's podcast. Today I am joined by members of the board of the Peace Race. This is going to be the 50th running of the Youngstown Peace Race. Sandy, why don't you start off and let's get everybody introduced.
Okay. My name's Sandy Manley. I've been on the board for probably 5 or 6 years now. I've been running for 30 plus years. And the Youngstown Peace Race was my first 10K.
And I'm Chris Russo. I've been on the board for probably about the same time as Sandy. I think we joined the same year. I've been running for several years as well. I cannot remember how many at this point. But yeah, the Peace Race was also my very first road race, my very first 10K. So,
what year was that? Just curious what year you guys started that.
Well, 2006 was my first race. Oh, Sandy had done it.
Actually, my first Peace Race was in 1996.
My name is Becky Rudzik. I've been on the board
forever.
I think 12 years. I don't know. I've been on the board a long time. I've been running for 41 years, and the Peace Race was also my first 10K.
And I'm Kathy Hickman, and I've been running as long as I can remember, really. And the Peace Race was not my first 10K or road race, but it might have been my first Ohio 10K because I've kind of lived all over in lots of different states. But I'm kind of the newbie to the board. This is my third year.
Third year. Well, it sounds like you've all been there for quite a while, and I believe the Peace Race was my first 10K. I can double check. And I know that was in 2004, so I hadn't been running very, that's actually the year I started running, so. But I had heard of the Peace Race, so I guess I knew I'd eventually run it. And Sandy, what would you like to start off with about the upcoming Peace Race?
Well, our 50th anniversary Peace Race is going to be on Sunday, October 6th. I thought I'd talk a little bit about, just real brief, about some history. So before we were known as the Peace Race, in 1975, Jack Cessna, who we pretty much say is the father of the Peace Race, was the gentleman who really got running into the Youngstown area. And he looked at the Youngstown powers to be and requested some money to run a 20K in the park. So in November 1975, that was the first nationally recognized road race in Youngstown. So that's what pretty much we're calling our first year of the Peace Race, even though it technically wasn't named that for another couple years. Then just briefly, in 1976, we became the National 25K Championship Race. We had some Olympic medalists that participated at the time. So it was a real big draw. There was a Boston Marathon top finisher that participated. So in the early years, we were quite the race. Shortly thereafter, Jack Cessna was out of the country, and he was in Czechoslovakia, and he was at a Peace Race, and that gave him the inspiration to bring what we now call the Peace Race, and at the time was called the International Peace Race. He brought it to the United States. So in 1977, the first Peace Race, first labeled Peace Race happened. And back then, it was a very large race. There was close to 2,000 paid entrants. There were people from all over the world that participated, 17 different countries. And we did originally have a 25K and a 10K. And a little quick story that I read when I was looking up some of the history. To help some of the international runners get to Youngstown, there was a bus that was chartered from New York City, and they brought the people here, and they stayed with local people while they were awaiting the Peace Race. And it was so popular back then. The two people who won first and second place for that 1977 peace race also won first and second place in the New York City Marathon. So we were quite the race back then. So that's just a little bit of kind of the background, where the peace race started. And there's lots more to come after that.
I know back in the day, I've heard some, at the time, they were the biggest names in marathoning or running, like Bill Rogers.
Yes.
The other guy's name. But there was a lot of big names that were coming to Youngstown for this race.
I've got a couple. Oscar Moore, Tom Fleming. Oh. There was a lot. Ted Frank Corbin. Short. So there are a lot of big name people came to Youngstown for our peace race. It's pretty cool.
Ian, when did they switch over to the 10K? Because originally you were talking about how it was 20K and then a 25K.
They added the 10K in 1978, and they did away with the 25K in 1989. So this year, we're very, very excited because for the first time since 1989, we are bringing back the 25K. And we're running a course that will start downtown. We'll go through Mill Creek Park, around Lake Newport, and finish downtown. And we're really excited about that. And we're hoping that we get a lot of different kind of runners because of that. We are also, we're not getting rid of the 10K. So we're going to have the 25K, the 10K, the 2 mile, and we're still going to have our kids run.
Is the 25K, is it the original course that they had back in 89?
There's a lot of questions about this original course. There were several courses for the 25K. There was, according to Jack Cessna, a course that started downtown. None of us know exactly where that went. There was a course that started up at YSU, right where the Watts Center is now. So I'm not sure that our course will be the exact course.
It'll be very similar.
But it'll
starting
be,
downtown.
It'll be very close. And we're working, you know, with Youngstown, with the city of Youngstown and with Mill Creek Park. Things have changed. There's construction projects going on. So we're kind of working around all of that too. It'll be very similar to the original course. I don't know that it'll be the exact replica.
We did have some people who already had signed up for the 10K before we made the decision and announced that there would be a 25K. So they will absolutely be able to convert their registration from the 10K over to the 25K if they would like to.
Yeah, I think I've heard of some people that were looking into doing that. I hadn't signed up yet. And when you announced, I think I was one of the first ones to actually get signed up into the 25K. So
nice.
I guess it got me.
Nice. Yeah, if anybody would like to do that, they can just leave a little message on Facebook and then we can get them converted over.
No problem. Yeah, that I'm sure there'll be a few people switching over. Some want to stick with the 10K. That's what they've been doing, like the course.
Right.
The 25K, the 25K will start right now. The plan is the 25K will start at the finish line for the 10K. So the 25K, the 2 mile, and the kids run all start at the same starting line. The 10K will still start at Kirk Merrill Elementary School. And then all four races will finish at the same finish line.
The time on the event, are they your... What time do you plan on starting, like the 25K or the, I don't know, in the 10K?
The 25K right now, we're planning on starting the 25K, I believe at 8:30 a.m. The 10K starts at 10 a.m. The 2 mile starts at 9:30 a.m. And the kids run starts at 9 a.m. The only time that is not solid right now is the 25K. It may start at 8:30. It may start closer to 9. We're working out the details.
We also want to remind people that if you're going to do the 10K, that it's a point-to-point race. So you pick up the shuttle that'll take you from the YMCA, downtown Central YMCA, over to Kirkmere where it starts. You don't have to take the shuttle, but you do need a ride back if you don't take the shuttle. So we've had one or two issues with people not necessarily understanding that in the past. But
And the shuttle only goes one way. We will take you to Kirkmere in the morning. We will not take you to Kirkmere after the race.
I think most people, at least the people that are local, are used to it and know to get down there to catch the shuttle.
That is true. I think most people occasionally have one or two people that maybe didn't read the information, but so that we wanted to emphasize that shuttle service option. So, and you can even leave your items if you have some items that you start at Kirkmere, and that will be shuttled back to the start. We've done that as well.
And then we've got some exciting things we think kind of planned. The 25K is one, but we're going to be selling extra merchandise, 50th anniversary merchandise this year, and we're pretty excited about that. Right now, the plan is to have a zip-up jacket, a hoodie, a t-shirt, in addition, a short-sleeve t-shirt that you could buy, in addition to the long-sleeve t-shirt that you will get when you enter the race. And the big thing is, when the Peace Race started out, they didn't hand out t-shirts, they handed out hats, stocking hats, with the little tassel ball on top. So we will have those for sale as well in a multitude of colors.
And you'll be able to purchase those white items online. Have that available, up and ready to go. You can purchase those items online, and we'll mention that through our Facebook page. Probably the website. I'm sorry.
And it'll be on there. What's the Peace Race website?
The Peace Race website is ytownpeacerace.org.
And we also encourage everybody to get onto our Facebook page as well. We provide lots of information. And we have spotlights of our people who have run Peace Race for many years in the past, and they kind of talk about their experiences. And we have lots more to come on that. So keep an eye out for our spotlights on Facebook.
And promotional coupon codes. Periodically, we'll be running a special where you get a discount off the entry. So again, that'll be on our Facebook page. So keep an eye on that. Oh, and Instagram as well.
And we also need volunteers for the race. We, a lot of times for the races in the past, have used volunteers from YSU. They have a program where some of the students need volunteer hours, so we can use them. But we like to have local people who are familiar with the park and familiar with the race as well. With the 25K this year, we're going to be in, extra need of volunteers this year out on the course to help direct people and cheer people on. So if you are interested in that, anybody listening is interested in being a volunteer, please just leave a message on the Facebook page and I will get that message and I'll be reaching out to you.
And one of the other things we were doing this year to make the race a little bit more exciting was we were hoping to have some musical entertainment on the course. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if we have any,
anyone would like to volunteer.
Old band geeks, new band geeks, anybody that would like to be out there.
Kids are cheerleaders and you want to have them come out and cheer people on,
or a dance squad, whatever you've got. We're looking for entertainment along the course.
So yeah, with the point to point course, that could add a few entertainment stations along the way. You always get a big crowd at the finish line, so.
We do get a nice crowd, yes.
I wanted to take a minute just to thank for our 10K, which is the only point-to-point portion of this, of the four races. 100 yards into the race, there is a party. The neighbors have a party going on, and they they are pouring shots and they are cheering for us and they have music going and
cowbells and
it's fantastic. And it's 100 yards into the race, and I think we are probably the only race in the state of Ohio that has party 100 yards in.
Yeah.
It may be near.
They do pass out beers to people running by, and I did pick one up and saved it for the finish line the last time I ran the 10K.
Smart move. He ran with
I had a picture. I can't find it on right now, but I had a picture of me carrying a beer while I'm running the Peace Race. It was one of the ones they took near the finish.
It did a while before you opened that.
For your motivation, right? Make you run a little.
Got to finish before I drink my beer.
And we do have Noble Creature. Once you cross that finish line, Noble Creature has a tent set up. You know, runners are welcome. Non-runners are welcome, I guess. Dunkin' Donuts, one of our big supporters, has their coffee and donuts or bagels, whatever they provide that year.
And we are very grateful for that, because when we start setting up for the race at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, that is wonderful.
It's a little chilly.
Yep. The coffee's nice. We also have Nothing Bundt Cakes that usually donate for the awards, award winners.
That's right.
And every year the Bundt Cakes are for the award winners. And every year we have people trying to buy the Bundt Cakes, bargain for the Bundt Cakes, steal the Bundt Cakes. They are very popular.
I just had one at home. My wife bought some in a fundraiser for somebody. So...
They're the best.
They're very good. They don't last long.
I think a really important thing to note too is that the Peace Race, the majority of the money for the race goes towards local charities. That's the whole point of the Peace Race. So we do have some charities that we have donated to over the years. Some of the ones that we've donated to, and we haven't made our final decision for this year yet, but some of the common ones are the Rescue Mission of Mahoning Valley, the Warren Family Mission, Fairhaven School Special Olympics.
Just to note, Fairhaven School Special Olympics, our water stops are manned by students from Fairhaven.
Oh, nice. Also, Cadence Care Network, Akron's Children's Hospital, Gleaners Food Pantry, the Beatitude House, and the YMCA's annual campaign. We're always looking for other charities to help out as well. So that's the best part, I think, about the race.
So if they reach out to you on Facebook,
the charity,
if they're interested in charity, or however.
The charities are usually nominated by a board member, and then we vote on them and accept them. But if there is a charity out there that is looking for support, by all means, please reach out to us. And we'd also like to thank some of our sponsors that have supported us in past years. JJ Cafaro, Dunkin' Donuts, Second Soul, Nothing Bundt Cakes, Chamber Steel, Rachel's Restaurant and Catering,
the Carousel Center, Giant Eagle, Akron's Children's Hospital, Jan Janin Financial Group, Farmers National Bank, and Great Garage Doors.
And we're always looking for new sponsors as well. If anybody is out there and looking for a way to donate money to a good cause, we'd love any support that you'd like to give us.
And you can donate with a financial donation, or you can, if you're a restaurant or any type of food or beverage, you can have a truck at the finish line. People love that. Or some people give out some things to give to put in the bag.
The goodie bags.
Yeah.
The group that you have right here, we are the goodie bag committee as well. We will be the ones stuffing goodie bags. Feel free to reach out to any of us if you have goodie bag donations.
So with this year being your 50th, and it sounds like you're making a big push, how many, compared to a regular year, how many were you getting last year? How many runners do you think you'll be looking at it for the 50th? I know some people were signing up early to get the in-training t-shirt.
Yes, we did have an in-training t-shirt that if you signed up at the 2023 race on race day, you got a shirt. And if you registered for the 2024 race, our numbers were around
I think 800.
Yeah, 800 this past year. They used to be a little bigger. COVID, you know, slowed it down a little bit, but now we're getting back on track. But I would anticipate
maybe 1,500.
Yeah.
And we'll take anybody and everybody.
We do
a virtual race as well. You can register for that if you don't want to come out and, you know.
And you get all the little perks.
You get all the little perks.
So far this year, I believe we have 140 some people signed up so far for all four races. And that's well ahead of anything we've done in the past few years.
Yeah. Doing real good there. And the good thing, too, you don't have to be a runner. There's a 2-miler. You can walk it. You can also walk 10K. We've had many people walk the 10K. We technically don't put a time limit, especially now that we have the 25K going. So you'll have a little bit more time to walk that 10K. Anybody?
The two mile would be great. We start downtown and you basically walk out to Star Supply and back. And it would be great to see groups of people doing that, offices, clubs, companies. It would be great to see groups of people doing that.
And, you know, you can register on race day as well. It's obviously always good to register in advance, but we do take registrations right up, you know, to that morning.
And we're expecting a perfectly nice fall, beautiful day, sunshine and rainbows. And
even if it's not perfectly nice and beautiful, we have moved to the sunny side of the street. So it's not going to be as freezing cold as it has been in past years.
At the awards, sir.
Well, October 6th, we usually do get pretty good weather around here, so good chance of having that beautiful day.
Well, you heard it here. Sandy just promised it, I think.
Fingers are crossed. I probably just...
Yeah. Well, Peace Race, I think, usually does get decent weather. You're not the distance classic.
Might be a little chilly, a little cool, but we have some sunshine.
And that's what us runners like, right? We don't want a hot day. Right. We want something cooler.
Exactly.
Beautiful that time of year.
The 50s is perfect.
Absolutely.
Yep. I know we have a lot of local runners.
Should be a good, perfect fall day. I'm sorry, you cut out for a second there.
We were saying that the park is beautiful in the fall, and if nothing else, come out and enjoy the fall weather.
Exactly. We also have the opportunity if people want to change in the YMCA, you know, they don't have to just stand around in their wet, icky clothes. They could change their clothes and come back out to the finish line and have a beer and a donut
And if any of the restaurants and or bars or wineries or breweries are listening down in downtown Youngstown, we would love to partner with you. We would love to have you put coupons in the goodie bag. We're hoping to have a whole bunch of people down there that morning, and they would like someplace to go afterward and party and celebrate.
I would imagine with that many people coming downtown, a lot of them, hopefully they'll open up. A lot of them, especially with the races getting done around 11. So that'd be
a couple that are open because we usually pop down there and have a little
celebration
meal. So there's a couple different places that we've gone over the years and very nice.
The accurate count for people signed up so far this year, by the way, is 142.
Well, it's really early.
Right. It's very early. So that's a good number, even, you know.
That is three times the number that we've had in previous years.
Yeah, so we're happy about that.
Yeah. Well, of course, we want one day. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sandy.
Oh, just that we want to encourage people to sign up sooner than later because it's always nice to have a goal. And a 15 or a 25K would be a pretty cool fall goal, especially if you're training for a marathon. Or maybe you just want to do the 10K, whatever works. We have a race for you.
I was going to say, I looked a week or so ago, and I was only one of three people signed up for the 25K, but I'm sure that's going to get a lot bigger as we go.
Early.
Very early. But you're right. Get signed up early. Get those goals. I'm doing several halves this summer, so just have to up it a little bit to get to the 25K mark.
Exactly. If you could do 13, you could do 15. 15 point, what is it?
Absolutely.
You could do 25, isn't it?
You know what? If you're training for a marathon, that is perfect middle distance to get you to get you going.
It's just kind of unique because there's not a lot of those out there.
No, I looked back and the only time I've ever done a 25K was on trails, and it was like part of a 50K or something.
Yeah.
Are any of you running it this year? Or are you too busy?
Run all the involvement in, you know, preparing ahead of time and getting ready for the finish. But some of our board members are able to run.
I've run the 10K because I just stick everything else with Sandy, Chris, and Kathy.
We got our back.
Becky has plenty of responsibilities. Yeah. But a lot of us, we do have finish line responsibilities. Sometimes we run it the day before just for fun.
Yeah, we've done that too the day before. So just so we can get the distance in ourselves.
And I want to remind everybody, the kids race is my little gremlin. If you have young kids, if you have kids that are just starting out or that are excited about mom and dad running, bring them out for the kids race. It's a lot of fun. We, some years it's 200 meters. Some years, one year it was a half mile, and that was a long time for those little kids to run. But, we have the tri club come out and they lead it with the bikes. We have the clock going, so it looks official, and all the kids get medals. And, some of those kids they're really, really fast.
And Becky warms them up right before the race.
I used to run the kids race with the kids. I used to lead the kids race. And then I got my butt whooped one year by one of the children. He was half my size and he ran probably a 60-second quarter. And that was it. I was done leading the race. Now we have bikes.
Since you met the medals, is there going to be any sort of special medals for the 25K or the 10K this year?
So we are working on that. We have not made any decisions. As a matter of fact, if people kind of want to weigh in on the medals and what they'd like to see, you know, if they want to comment on that on Facebook, we'd really appreciate it because we're kind of up in the air about what we want to do with that.
Yeah, waiting on some designs to come back as well.
So by all means, you know, if people have opinions on that, we want them to weigh in. And the other thing that we would love people to weigh in on is, you know, we talked about we're going to be selling merchandise this year. Color choices, design choices, you know, look for that on our Facebook page. We're going to be taking votes and opinions on what you guys want. We want this to be enjoyable community for everybody.
We'd love for everybody to be walking around with Youngstown Peace Race merchandise and advertising and being proud of our Youngstown race that's been around for 50 years. It's pretty exciting.
Well, I know I have several Peace Race shirts that I'm still wearing from years past, including the one from 2004. Any word on the shirts? People usually get pretty excited. You know, a nice shirt is long.
We are still giving out.
Are you still working on the design?
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah,
it will be definitely a long
sleeve. And the designs will have a design for our race t-shirts, for our long sleeve race t-shirts, and then we're going to have several different designs that you could put on the sweatshirt or the t-shirt or the jacket. So
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I mention it's a full zip jacket? Because I am very excited about that.
Hats. We're bringing.
No, you didn't. But
bring back the hats.
Bring back the hat. Are you bringing back the hats? You have a full zip jacket, I hear.
And a sweatshirt and a short sleeve t-shirt.
Sweatshirt.
And that will all be available on our website and our Facebook page to purchase.
Right. Once we get that site up, you can just order directly online, but we're still working on the details and finishing that up. So,
and we'll, of course,
go ahead.
We'll have some on race day as well. Yeah.
I was just going to say, we'll let you know when we have that up and ready to go for viewing and ordering.
All right.
One thing I wanted to mention about, I thought is always neat about the Peace Race is you always run into somebody you haven't seen in forever. And I know a couple years ago, Chris and I ran into a gentleman who we used to spin with, and he knew us, and we were looking at him like, I can't remember who this man is. And then, you know, he told us who he was. And, but there's many, many, many times that we've seen people that, you know, they come back special for the race. There are families that run together, that come back year after year. And, we always love on race day or the day before when a whole family of six sign up at the very last minute. That's just makes our day. Yeah. It's what we want.
I've heard the Peace Race referred to as the homecoming of races, so where everybody's just coming out and you're seeing, like you said, you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time.
That's great. Yeah. You might have to use that, Bruce.
Yes, homecoming of races. That's nice.
The Youngstown homecoming.
The Youngstown homecoming race, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's like a class reunion.
Exactly.
Yeah, I go to a class reunion. Everybody else is getting old, I noticed. But
no,
just everybody else, right?
Just everybody else. I don't know where these old people came from.
I also love that it seems like anybody you run into who's a runner, who's been a runner, they've run the Peace Race at some point.
I love that too because I was visiting my mother in Florida and I had on a Youngstown Peace Race shirt in the morning and some guy came over and tapped me on the shoulder and he lives in Texas now. He was visiting Florida, but he said, I've run that race. And that was just
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Nice story.
Yeah, because it's the one race that non-runners have heard of and know about in this
exactly.
area.
Yeah, sure.
It's the oldest race in Youngstown. We predate the firecracker. We predate
probably the distance classic.
The distance
That's
classic.
In the 30s, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, we are the oldest race in Youngstown, continuously run race in Youngstown.
Ian, any idea if anybody wants the somebody that's run it the longest time ago? You have it.
Well, of the four of us sitting here, I ran my first one in 83 when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
That's going to be tough to beat.
That's impressive.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
And
every year since then.
That's going to be a hard one to beat. So
impressive. I'm sure there are people out there who have run a lot of them. You know, that's kind of why we've wanted to spotlight people. There have been many people who've been interested in participating in that spotlight. So hopefully we'll come upon some people who have done most of them or all of them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, if you started at 12, if somebody started at 12 at the first one,
you would be mad.
60s.
Don't do any math.
No, I'm not doing the math. Don't worry about it. As a runner, it's hard to really hide your age if you run any races, though. So.
That is true. Oh, you do true. Have to submit that number.
Yeah, but once you stop winning, nobody cares.
Well, as long as you're still running.
Age group.
That's right. You just got to last the longest, right?
You know, and I want to point that out too. Our age group awards go up to 80 plus.
Yeah.
So,
and we have many 80-year-olds who are very, very interested in making sure they get their prize when they finish. And we love to have the 80-year-olds, the 70-year-olds. They're very, very well represented in their age groups.
If you're someone like Becky, who's done a lot of peace races, we are going to be having some pictures at the awards or after the awards for people who maybe have ran 5 peace races or 10 peace races or 15. So be sure to stick around for that to put up on Facebook.
Are there any other changes anybody might want to know about for this year? I mean, obviously the biggest change is you bringing back the 25K for this year.
We're going to have as our, what's the word? Chief of ceremonies. Jack Cessna, the founder, is going to be our starter this year. So he will be at the start of the race and people can meet him.
And I would make sure you keep watching out on our Facebook page and our website, because there may be some other exciting things that might be happening that we just can't talk about yet. So stay tuned.
All right. And okay. Trying to think if there's anything else on my mind that I didn't was thinking of covering, but sounds like peace race is in good hands.
We can come back and talk again, and maybe another couple months or so, we'll
bring a different group in for you.
Exactly.
Some other views, ideas, and
maybe some of those secrets.
News. Yeah. More exciting news.
Yeah, we'll definitely be back. We'll Sandy, get in touch with me and we'll definitely schedule something in the future. Sure. Keep everybody up to date on everything going on. I did have one thing. I just the 25K, is there any consideration of keeping it depending on how it goes this year?
You know, we really hadn't talked about that. We have kind of been of the mindset that it's one and done. But I guess if it goes super smooth, we have a ton of interest, we might reconsider.
Well, we'll see how it goes, I guess, then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking forward to that because like you said earlier, there's not very many 25Ks. It's definitely a different distance right now than that not only found, especially on the roads.
Yeah.
Definitely a great training distance.
Yes. All right. Well, unless we have something else, we'll get back together and discuss any updates we have at that time. Hopefully, maybe you can release some of that special information you're talking about, Sandy.
We got to keep you guessing.
Yeah. We have other board members who are talking to you too, Bruce. So, you know.
All right. I look forward to that. Thanks for coming on in. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.